Today's daf is Chulin daf Chof Ches, and we are at the fourth wide line on daf Chof Zayin Amid Beis. So today's daf is going to get into some of the festa sugyas of Shechitas Chulin. Zok de Gemara Darash Oiver Glila. There was a person from the Galil who was passing through, and he said the following: Behemo shenivras min hayabasha. The behemoths, which were created from dry land, hechshera b'shnei simanim. The way that you shech them properly is by severing the two simanim. Dogim shenivru min amayim, dogim that were created from the mayim, hechshera b'vlei klum. You don't have to do anything. There's no shechita at all. Oif shenivra min harekak, birds that were created from a mixture of dry land and water, hechshere b'simenecha. So they're somewhere in between. So there you need shechita, but simenecha is going to be enough. Amar Rav Shmuel, kaputka teda, proof that oifos were created not only from dry land, but from mayim as well. Shari oifos yeshlem kaskeses b'ragleim kedogim, because oifos have scales just like fish do. Why do they have scales like fish? Presumably the reason fish have scales is because they were created from water. Oifis were also created from water. It's for that reason they have scales. And this Oiver Glila asked the following question. One pasuk says, "Vayoyimer likim yeshitzu amayim sheretz nefesh chaya va'oif yo'oifif." The pasuk says that the mayim shall give forth sheretz, chaya, and oif. Alma, what do you see? That the oifis be mayim ever were created from water. Except there's another pasuk that says, "Vayitzar Hashem likim no adama kol chayas hasada ve'ez kol oif hashamayim." Alma me'ari ever. This pasuk says that Hashem created min ha'adamah the oifos. So he asked the stira. On the one hand, the pasuk is mashma that the oifos were created from mayim. On the other hand, the pasuk is mashma that the oifos were created from dry land. Amaloi. So he told him min harikak nivru. They're both true. That the oifos were created from the mayim. They were created from the dry land. They were created min harikak. Ra talmidav. So his talmidim, these are Rabbi Gamliel's talmidim, saw mistaklan zeva. They started looking at each other, meaning they were like rolling their eyes. Is that really the way that you reconcile this pasuk? Amalem. So Rabbi Gamliel told him, kasha beinechem shedochisi es oivai bekash. I'm not machshiv this person. See, right, the answer that I gave him is not the real answer. And I was just doichim. I just pushed it away. But why does it bother you so much? What is the real answer? The real answer is, min amayim nivru. Really, the oifas were created from mayim. V'loma havien ala adam likros lahem shem. The pasuk that seems to suggest that they were created from dry land really is not saying they were created from dry land. Rather, what it's referring to is Adam Arishai naming the oifas. So if you look at the pasuk inside, the pasuk says, "Vayitzar Hashem alikim eno adama kol chayas asada ve'es kol oif hashamayim." The pasuk, the way you read the pasuk, Hashem created mino adama all the chayas asada and all the oif hashamayim. Vayovei ala adam, and then he took the chayas and the oifos that he created mino adama. He brought them to Adam Arishon, lirois ma'yikroloi, to see what Adam Arishon was going to name them. V'chol hashiyikroloi adam nefesh chaya hu shamayim. And any name that Adam Arishon was going to give these animals, that was going to be its animal. So pasuk, the pasuk seems to be saying that the oifos together with the chayas asada were created mino adama. Rabbi Gamliel said that's really not the way you read the pasuk. The way you read the pasuk is Vayitzar Hashem alikim eno adama kol chayas hasada. Period. That's kol oif hashamayim. Now Hashem took the chayas hasada and oif hashamayim and he brought them to Adam Arishon. But that's oif hashamayim is not going back on Vayitzar Hashem alikim eno adama, because really the oifos were created min hamayim, like the first pasuk suggests. But rather, what it is, it's referring to the next part of the pasuk. So Rabbi Gamliel told his talmidim that you're right. The teretz that I gave this person was not the real teretz. I told him that the way you reconcile the apparent contradiction in the two psukim, whether the oif was created min adama or min hamayim, is that the oif was really created from both. It was min harekak, from this mixture of earth and mayim, but that's not the real teretz. The real teretz is that when it says in the pasuk that Hashem created the oif min adama, it really doesn't mean that Hashem created the oif min adama. Oif is referring to the latter part of the pasuk, not to the first part of the yeshayim. Some say that the exchange between Rabbi Gamliel and this person and his talmidim were in the opposite, that it was exactly in the reverse. That when the hegmain asked Rabbi Gamliel this question, how do you reconcile the two psukim with the oif is created min amayim, with the created min adama, where Rabbi Gamliel told him was what he told the talmidim. He told them that really the oifos were created min amayim. The pasuk seems to say was created min adamah. No, oifin, that pasuk is referring to the latter part of the pasuk, not the first part of the pasuk. And then the talmidim started rolling their eyes. No, Rabbi Gamliel said, you're right, that's not the real teretz. What's the real teretz? The real teretz is that the oif was created both min ha'adamah and min ha'mayim. Weiter, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Mishum Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchas. And this next gemara from here until the two dots is one of the more important gemaras in the sugyas of Shchitas Chulin. So Rabbi Yehuda and Amayra said in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchas, another Amayra, Ein Shchita la'oif min ha'toyra. Even though we know that there's a halacha that you're not allowed to eat from an animal unless you do a proper shchita, but at the same time, the mitzvah of shchita is only a mitzvah by oifos, is only midrabban. Meaning midday rice, of course, you have to shecht, but only behemos. But as it relates to oifos, ain't shchita la'oif min ha'toyra. Shenema, how does he know that? Because the pasuk, when it talks about the mitzvah of kisui hadam, says v'shafach and b'shvicha ba'al mosagis. If you look at the pasuk in its entirety, it says v'ish ish mibnei Yisrael u'men ager agor b'soicham ashe yotzu tzeid chaya oy oif ashe yeyochel. So if someone's going to capture either a chaya or a knife, something that you're allowed to eat, v'shafach es damai, he's going to kill it. There's a mitzvah v'kiseu ba'afar, you have to do kisui hadam. So there's no kisui hadam by a behema. When do you do kisui hadam? Either by a chaya or by a knife. But when the pasuk describes the kisui hadam and how this animal died, what does it say? V'shafach es damai. I don't know, the blood somehow left the body of the animal. It doesn't say anything about shechita. So Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav Yitzchak ben Pinchas that from the fact that the Torah is describing the oif dying simply by v'shafach es damai, and it doesn't say zvicha, it doesn't say shchita. From there, you see that even though there is a mitzvah to shecht the knife, it's only midrabanan. But ain't shchita la'if min ha'toyra. So he answers, I forget the gemara, ihachi chaya nami. If that's the case, a chaya should also not require shchita. Everybody agrees a kosher chaya needs shchita. And that same pasuk that says v'shafach es damai is referring to chaya, and it's referring to oif. So the gemara says it's true. From that pasuk, it's mashma the chaya doesn't need shchita min ha'toyra. But there's another pasuk, iskish lepsule hamakdashim, and that pasuk is in Parshas Re'eh. The context over there is discussing a bechor that has a mum. And the pasuk says, "Ach kasher yeyochel es atzvi ve'sa'ayo, kein toichlenu hatomi v'ator yachtov yochlenu." That if kachim has a mum, it's what's known as psuli hamikdashim. As long as you follow the steps, you poyed it, you do what you're supposed to do, you're now allowed to go ahead and eat the kachim. And the Torah says you can eat it like you're allowed to eat the tzvi and the ayo. Now, those are chayas. And the Torah says, just like you'd eat the chaya, so you too, you could eat the psuli hamikdashim. Now, psuli hamikdashim requires shechita, of course. Kachim, of course, needs shechita. Shechita lava loidehi. But you have to have shechita. So psuli hamikdashim requires shechita. Then from there, we're going to learn that chayas are going to require shechita as well. So it's true. From the pasuk, it's mashma. Just like oif doesn't need shechita, because it says v'shafach, chaya also doesn't need shechita, because the same v'shafach is going back on chaya as well. The problem is, I have a hekish between chaya and psuli hamikdashim, and psuli hamikdashim as kachim certainly needs shchita. So, too, chaya needs shchita as well. That if you remember from the top of the Amid, there was a hekish between oif and behema as well. So why don't we make the same hekish and say just like behema needs shchita, oif needs hekish. Shchita, so the Gemara says, you're right, there's a hekish, but it says v'shavach. You're telling me that you don't learn from the shafach to tell me that chaya doesn't need shchita because you have the hekish to psuli hamikdashim. Yet at the same time, you're telling me that you do learn from the shafach that oif doesn't need shchita despite the fact that you have the hekish of zois teres abehema. So for some reason, the shafach takes precedence regarding oif and the hekish takes precedence regarding chaya. Freik the Gemara, Mechatesi, Umay Chazis, says the Gemara, Mestabra makes more sense to say that the shafach is going on oif and to say that the hekish of chaya is the real hekish, and as opposed to saying it in the reverse, mishum de solik mine. Because although in the pashup shot in the pasuk, when it says v'shafach es damai, it's going back on chaya and on oif, but being that oif is the second thing mentioned in the pasuk, and the word v'shafach is in closer proximity to the word oif than it is to the word chaya, so it's mistaber that v'shafach is going back on oif, it's not going back on chaya. As it relates to chaya, we have a hekish that teaches me, just like psuli hamikdashim requires shchita, so too chaya is going to require shchita as well. And despite the fact that there's a hekish between behema and oif, which would seem to suggest that if behema needs shchita, so too oif should need shchita as well, Talmud Loimar, you have this word, the shafach, that teaches me that ain't shchita la'oif min ha'Torah. Regardless, Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchas that ain't shchita la'oif min ha'Torah. Midday rice is the shchita for behema, midday rice is the shchita for chayas. But as it relates to an oif, ain't shchita
Kalaipa. So the question, what does that mean? What does that mean? That means you can take a gun, put it in the midday raisa, and shoot the oif, and you're going to be able to eat it? Says Rashi, no. Says a very important Rashi. It's the first wide line on the bottom. Says Rashi, the ein nivlas oif kruya nevela, just going from the middle, elim ke mesa me'eleha, oi harga b'maka shaloy al yudesimah. According to the mandama that holds, ein shechita l'oif ben ha-toira, there is still going to be a concept of a nevela as it relates to life. Meaning there is still a prescribed method of how you have to go ahead and kill the life. And how would the animal then become an avela if it died by itself? Or if you killed it, shloi al yidei simanim. Avol nechira oy ikur simanim koshuva. Meaning the chiddush of the mandama that holds ein shechita l'oif ben ha-toira is that you have to kill the simanim. Meaning you have to sever the simanim or one of the simanim. The chiddush is you don't have to do it with hilcha shechita. You could do it al yidei nichur. You could do it al yidei ikur. You can come up with some other creative way of taking out the simen, and that will constitute a kosher way of killing this animal. But to think that according to the mandama that holds ein shechita l'oif ben ha-toira, you could just put a bullet in the head of the oif and that's going to be okay. Absolutely not. Or if the oif dies by itself, that would be okay. Absolutely not. Ein shechita l'oif ben ha-toira does not mean there's no parsha of nevela and that there's no mahalach of how you're supposed to kill the oif. What it means is that the laws of shechita don't apply to oif. But avada, there is a concept of a prescribed method of how you have to kill an oif, even according to the mandama that holds ein shechita l'oif ben ha-toira. So when it comes to a behemoth, so that you have the five halachas l'moishim yisina, you have agra, moshia, hadrasa, chalada, etc. When it comes to a knife, you don't have those halachas. But at the same time, you have to kill it through the simanim. Either way, so the Gemara is going to ask three kashas now on this mandam that holds ein shechita l'oif ben ha-toira. Simen nisnav l'dam amlik. Basically, first kasha, ha-shoichet, v'nisnav l'biyadai. If somebody was shechting, and the Gemara assumes now either a chaya or a knife, and it became an avela, meaning he didn't do a proper shechita, or ha-neichav ha-ma'akir, patam al-chasis. The halacha is, there's no mitzvah of kisei adam. The only time there's a mitzvah of kisei adam is if you did a proper shechita. But if you didn't do a proper shechita, then there's no mitzvah of kisei adam. And Rashi says, let's learn that from a pasuk. The pasuk that mentions kisei adam says, v'ish ish mi b'nei Yisrael, v'nagar agar b'soichem, asher yotzei tzeitchai yoyoyif, asher yei ochel. Now, pasha, the words asher yei ochel is coming to say, has to be a kosher animal. That the only time you have the mitzvah of kisei adam is if it's an animal you're allowed to eat. But Chazal darshan more than that. Asher yei ochel, right now I'm allowed to eat it. Really, there was a kosher shechita. But if there's no kosher shechita, then there's no halacha of kisei adam. And therefore, ha-shoicheid v'nesnav l'v'yadoi, or ha-noicher v'ma'akar, meaning you severed the simen, but you didn't do it with a proper shechita. You did it al-yidei nechira or ikor. What's the halacha? Patam el-chasais. Now, when is there a mitzvah of kisei adam? By a chai or a knife. So it sounds like we're discussing even a knife. That means if you would kill the oif al-yidei being noicher or ma'akar, there'd be no kisei adam. Why not? Because he can't eat it. Freik to Gemara. Yeah, I'm at ein shechita l'oif ben ha-toira. Nechirasa is a wee shechita asa. If you're going to tell me that there's no shechita l'oif ben ha-toira, then what's the problem? Nechira is what you're supposed to do. Libayi kisoi. So there should be a loch of kisoi. Says the Gemara. Yisav is b'oif. You have to say that price is not talking about a noif. That price is talking about a chai. Although the mitzvah of kisei adam is true for oif, just like it's true for chaya, but the price that says a noicher ma'akir potam alachasesh, that's referring to a chaya where there's a mitzvah shechita. Thus, if you're noicher ma'akir, you didn't do a good shechita, it's not roi lachido. There's no mitzvah of kisei adam. And as it relates to a noif, where noicher ma'akir is okay, because ain't shechita l'oif ben ha-toira, there would be a mitzvah of kisei adam as well. Toshma, another kasha. Shoichet v'tzarach l'dam. What if somebody shechts a chaya or a knife and he needs the blood? Chayv l'chasas. It doesn't exempt him from doing the mitzvah of kisei adam. Ketzadu oisa. So there's a workaround. There's a loophole. There's a way to shecht an animal and at the same time be able to benefit from the dam. What do you do? Oy noicharoy, oy oikroy. Just kill it in a way where it's not going to be roi l'achila. If it's not roi l'achila, you can't be mekayim the words asher yeyachel. There's going to be no mitzvah of kisei adam. Says where my lav oif. Isn't this price talking about where you're trying to kill an oif? And the kabayla demei, why would you want the blood lianika to get the moths to go away? Okay. So where it says lie, b'chaya, we're not talking about a knife. Because for a knife, noicher u'ma'akir would an elk. Because ein shechita l'oif ben ha-toira. So just because he did a chir or ikur, that wouldn't make it not roi l'achila, it'd still be roi l'achila. The price is talking about a chay, which also has a mitzvah of kisei adam. And by the way, if it was a chay, why would you need the dam? The gabay lay that made l'laki. You wanted to use it as a dye. But the point is, although the mitzvah of kisei adam relates to a chay and a knife, so it would be reasonable to think that the braisa that's discussing a general halacha kisei adam is referring both to a chaya and to a knife. Says the Gemara, you have to say lemando amar in shechita l'oif ben ha-toira. It's not referring to oif; it's only referring to chay. Toshma, a third kasha, malak b'sakin. So we've had this already a few times. If a koyein did malika with a chata saif, an oila saif. But instead of doing malika with his fingernail, with his sipoirin, he did it with a knife. So what's the halacha? Metame begodim, abeis abliya. The oif becomes a nevela. And being that it's a nevela, it contracts tumas nevela, which is known as tumas begodim, abeis abliya. If somebody would put a little bit of that nevela's oif in his mouth, the clothing that he's wearing would become tummy. Freit the Gemara kasha, I amit ein shchita loif ben atayra. Now if you're going to tell me that ein shchita loif ben atayra, nay, nami dechatab alei shedra mefarekes habalei treifa, I understand that when the Kohen did shchita instead of malika, and he did it mimul arpai, that's the place that you're supposed to do malika. So he had no choice but to cut through the neck bone of the bird. He rendered it a treifa. So I get it. No one in the world is going to say you should be able to eat this. But tahan alei sakin letar midei nevela. But at the end of the day, why isn't it a kosher shchita in the sense that you should be able to eat it? Now, bishloim, that it shouldn't be tummy. Now, bishloim, if you hold yesh shchita la'if mena Torah, it's not a kosher shchita. But if you're going to tell me ain't shchita la'if mena Torah, so really there's no hilchah shchita when it comes to a knife. What do you need to do? You just have to make sure that you sever one of the simonim. That in and of itself is going to be fine. You severed the simon. Now, it's true, you went through the mefarekes. Okay, that's very nice. So in the laws of treifa, maybe you have a treifa issue. But if ain't shchita la'if mena Torah, all you need to do is sever the simon. Even nichoroi ikur is going to be okay. So why shouldn't this be okay? So why is the halacha that it's metame begodim abeis abliya? Malak besakin, tainas the Gemara, should not be any worse than nichor and ikor. And if nichor and ikor is good, because ein shchita loif mena Torah, then why is malak besakin in a veila? It shouldn't be in a veila. And the Gemara says this is such a good kasha that you have to say that this braisa clearly holds yesh shchita loif mena Torah. If that's the case, we have an issue. Because we had two Amayron, Rav Yehuda, Mishum Rav Yitzchok ben Pinchas, who said, Ein shchita loif mena Torah. And Amayron cannot argue with a Tana, says the Gemara. You have to say, Uda Amar Kehai Tana. There's another Tana. And Rav Yehuda, Mishum Rav Yitzchok ben Pinchas, obviously said their halacha like the other Tana. Thus, it's a machlekes Tanam. So it's not shver if this mimer of the Amayron is not like a bride. Who's the other Tana? Who holds mefurish ein shchita loif mena Torah? De tanya Rabbi Loza akape berebi yoyim matam loyim ach kache yochel esatzvi. So the pasuk says that psuli hamikdashim, you're allowed to eat the same way you're allowed to eat a chaya. Says the Gemara of chimalo madu mitzvi va'ayel. Pasuk said you can eat it like you can eat the tzvi in the aisle. And Chazal said that we tried this way and that way to figure out what in the world the Torah meant to say when it said you're allowed to eat the psuli hamikdashim like you're allowed to eat the tzvi in the aisle. Must be teaching me something from a halacha standpoint. There's no halacha that we learn from this. Says the Gemara, Reza Balalam Ivanim Salame. Obviously, it's not teaching me anything la halacha, but you must say in the reverse. You must say that tzvi and aisle is not being melame to psuli hamikdashim, but to the contrary, psuli hamikdashim is melame to tzvi v'ayle. We actually learn from psuli hamikdashim halacha regarding to what's that halacha? Ma psuli hamikdashim b'shchita av tzvi v'ayil b'shchita, like we had on the bottom of Amud Beis. That just like psuli hamikdashim requires shchita, this is the makar that tzvi v'ayil needs shchita as well. V'oy, if Rabbi Loza Kapi Berebi continued, said, what about a bird? Ain't lo shchita b'divrei Torah. There's no shchita b'divrei Raisa. Elo midivrei Seifrim. It's only midirabonon that there's a mitzvah of shchita. Tachlis, you have over here Rabbi Loza Kapi Berebi. You have a man da Omar that said mefurish that ain't shchita loif mena Torah, which is the shita of Rav Yehuda Mishum Rav Yitzchok ben Pinchas. So it's true, Rav Yehuda Mishum Rav Yitzchok ben Pinchas is the loy kabraisa, but he has a tana of the Messiah. It says, man tana the polgo of Lazar HaKapar. Who is the tana that argues with Rav Lazar HaKapar? Meaning, we had a stam braisa, molak besakin, clearly of the opinion, yesh shchita loif mena Torah. Who is the tana that holds that? The braisa itself, there's no tana mentioned. Says the Gemara, it's none other than Rebbe. The tana we're doing tana braisa. Rebbe, oimen Rebbe says, the pasuk says, Vizavachto kasher tzivi sicha melamed, and we learn from that pasuk shenitztava Moshe ala veshet falakonim. The Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded the laws of shchita. He was told about the veshet, the esophagus, the konen, the trachea. Val roiv echad ba'oif, he was told that when it comes to shchita soif, all you have to do is shecht roiv of one of the simonim. Val roiv shnayim behema, when it comes to shchitas behema, you have to shecht roiv of the two simonim. Now, what's that pasuk? The pasuk is in Dvarim Yud Beis. Pasuk Chav Aleph, it's in the context of the sugi of Basar Taiva, the Machlokes, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, that the Gemara discussed in great length on Taf Tez Zayin Amud Beis and Taf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. And the Pasuk there says, Ki yirchak mimcha amokim ashe yifchar Hashem aloi kechol losum shmoy sham. So you're going to come to Eretz Yisrael, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should shecht v'zavachto mipkorcho u'mitzoyncha. You're allowed to shecht And what method should you do the shechita? In the method, Hashem says that I commanded you, Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, Rebbe said that we don't have any pasuk in the Torah which seems to suggest that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu Hilcha Shechita. Must be melamed. Rashi brings us in Chumash. Shenitztava Moshe ala veshav ala kona. That Moshe Rabbeinu must have been told Hilcha Shechita. And even though it's not mefurish in the Torah Shebik Sav, but it's in the Torah Shema Peh. We'll get back to this later at the end of the daf. But for now, what was he told? He was told ala veshet vala kona. He mentioned Shechitas Oif, did Rebbe. So you see, Rebbe holds that Shechitas Oif is Mina Torah Excel. So before we go weiter, just wanted to go back to some of the raid that we spoke out at the end of yesterday's daf. So yesterday we mentioned the Machlokes Rishonim, the Rambam Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, and Hilcha Shechita, the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah Kuf Mem Vav, the Chinuch in his Sefer HaMitzvah, Mitzvahs Tof Nun Aleph. We mentioned that it's also the Shita of the Agoyis Ashri, the Arzarua, as quoted by the Beis Yosef, brought down in the Taz of Perek Aleph, in Hilcha Shechita in Yeridea. And that is that Shechita is a mitzvah's essay d'Oraisa. We said the Ramban Shita in his Sefer HaMitzvahs. We were medayik it in the Ramban, in his Pirush Al HaTorah, in Parshas Bereishis. And we said it's also the Shita's Harash, the way the Taz brings it, holds that Shechita is not a mitzvah's essay d'Oraisa. L'may nafkimina, the Birchas HaShechita. Is it a Birchas HaMitzvahs? Or maybe the way the Taz said, it's a Birchas HaShevach. We said that the Ramban, in his Pirush Al HaTorah and Parashas Bereishis, although he's of the opinion that Shechita is in and of itself not a mitzvah's essay d'Oraisa, but when he describes the bracha that the Shechet makes, Hashekad Yishonu b'mitzvoisa v'tzivanu ala Shechita, he seems to describe it as somewhat of a Birchas HaMitzvahs. Meaning it's not a mitzvah, you're not going to be Mekayim a mitzvah's essay. Shechita is in and of itself not one of the mitzvahs, according to the Ramban's Cheshbon of 613. Yet at the same time, it doesn't like the Taz, that the bracha of Shechita is a Birchas HaShevach, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Kedusha, that we don't need shkatz and viramasim and availus situafas. But rather it's related to the mitzvah. So what's the mitzvah? There's no mitzvah shchita. So what is it related to? So the Ramban says that even though shchita is not a mitzvah, but it's related to a d'oraisa digga idea. And that is the Gemara Bava Metzia, Daflam Ebez, Amebez, and another place in Shas. And that is that Tzar Bali Chaim is d'oraisa. And then the Ramban continues, that's why we make the bracha ala shechita. It's related to the concept of Tzar Bali Chaim. We said the Chassam Sofer's Lashon in the end of his tshuva in Erech Chaim Simen Nun Dal, it is that when we make the bracha asher kedishonu b'mitzvoyis v'tzivanu ala shechita, it's ki'ilu noimar, it's as if to say asher kedishonu b'mitzvoyis v'tzivanu l'rachim ala b'riyos, that we're being mekayim this idea that we're sensitive to Bali Chaim, the concept of Tzar Bali Chaim d'oraisa. Found a very nice Mara Makim, the Stechemet, and this is in Mareches Sadi. It's Klal Beis in Mareches Sadi. So if you want to look it up, it's in Chelek Hay, page 265. So he brings that the Noida Yehuda in a few tshuvas discussed whether there's Tzar Bali Chayim when you kill an animal, or there's no Tzar Bali Chayim when you kill an animal. One of the tshuvas that the Neid Behuda discussed in is one of his most famous tshuvas, where the Neid Behuda was asked by a gvir. He said that he owns acres and acres and acres of property, and he likes to go hunting on a Sunday afternoon. And the question is it okay for a yid to hunt, or is it not okay for a yid to hunt? So this is an often quoted tshuva, because the Neid Behuda told him, toich dvar, it's a long tshuva, but one of the things he told him was, I'm taken aback, a Jew should ask such a shayla. He says, these are the shaylas I'm being asked, that you want to hunt. He says, look in the Torah. There were two hunters in the Torah. You find that Nimrod was a hunter, and you find that Esav was a hunter. The Einzem Darke Bnei Avram Yitzchak VeYaakov. I don't know about you, but I heard this many times in yeshiva, that there are certain things that even though maybe in halacha are okay, but you see, there's a concept that a yid is supposed to act like a yid. And even though hunting may be halachically, that if Yehuda wrote a tshuva and he was mafayad, no, but that's only two lines in the tshuva. But there's so much in the tshuva, it's afoichba v'afoichba d'kulba. Now the first thing that the Neid Behuda discussed when he was presented with this shayla, is there an issue of Tzar Bali Chai? You're going to go out, you're going to start hunting animals, so you're going to be mitzair in the air. You shoot the animal, you be mitzair, right? So the question is there a concept of Tzar Bali Chai in the Raisa? Says the Neid Behuda, that I believe the loy shayich Tzar Bali Chai. There's no Tzar Bali Chai. You know why? Because the only time you have
tzar bali chayim is litzaroi ulahanichoy b'chayim. That's if you're going to be mitzayer an animal and you're going to keep it alive. Avolahom es behemos v'chayos v'chol minei bali chayim les be mishum tzar bali chayim. And it brings a raya from the Gemara Chulin Daf Zayin. We're not going to go into this now. It's an arichos in the Noid B'Yehuda. But says the Noid B'Yehuda that the first thing, l'chur, you have to ask yourself is how you let it go hunting. You're causing the animal pain. Tzar bali chayim deiraisa. We paskin, by the way, tzar bali chayim deiraisa. So if tzar bali chayim is an issa deiraisa, we're discussing deiraisas over here. But said the night of Yehuda, that's not a crime. We can take that off the table immediately. Because tzar bali chayim is only if you're going to kill, you're going to torture the animal and keep the animal alive. But if it's in the context of killing the animal, there's no such idea of tzar bali chayim deiraisa. So Stechem, it brings this chiddush from the night of Yehuda. And he says that he saw in the Shailu Meshiv, in a tshuva, he was matmi on the night of Yehuda. He says the Noid B'Yehuda forgot a Ramban. The Ramban says in Parashas Bereishis, and by the way, the Chinuch says it as well, in Mitzvah Tof Nun Aleph, when he talks about the Tama Mitzvah, why there's a Mitzvah of Shechita, that it's related to Tzar Bali Chaim Deiraisa. And Chazal, B'Rav Chachmasam, understood this Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai, that if you kill an animal by the Veshet and by the Kana, somehow you're minimizing the amount of pain that you're going to inflict upon the animal, and you have to be sensitive to it. So much so that the Ramban says that you can make a Bracha, Asher Kedishonah B'Mitzvah Yitzivanu, Rachim al abriyos, because there's a deraisatic idea of having rachmanas on a behema based on tzar bali chayim. So the Rishonim, the Ramban, and the Chinuch, they both discuss the concept of tzar bali chayim in the context of killing an animal. So how could the Noid B'Yehuda say that tzar bali chayim is only if you're going to be mitzairit and you're going to leave it alive? But as long as you're killing the animal, it doesn't really matter how you kill the animal. No worries. Churitz connected too often to Rishonim. That's the kasha that the Stechemet brings. But the truth is, I think if you think about it, it's not so pashit, the Shailu Meshev's kasha. Because the emes says, let me ask you another question. So there's a halacha of shechita. So how do you kill an animal? You kill an animal by the kana and the veshet. Why? Because you're going to be mamayit tzar. What about other animals? What about an oif? We just said now that there's a manda amar in shas that holds ain't shechita loif min atayr. Rabbi Lozer, Hakapa Berebi holds that when it comes to it, you can kill the oif however you want. Okay, there is a shita that holds yesh shita like manatayra, but there's certainly a shita that holds ain't shita. Dogim, all these other things, there's definitely no halach of shita. There's no idea that you have to go ahead and you have to be sensitive to the way you kill it. If the yisayit of shita is, because there's a real life issue of tzar bali chayim deiraisa, then l'chayr, why is it only by behemoths? Why, according to one man, the Amr is not true for Eifes? And why isn't it true for Dogim? Why isn't it true for Chagav? I found the Chassam Sofer asked the Kasha. There's another tshuva where the Chassam Sofer discusses this Ramban. It's in Chelik Vav. It's tshuva Chav Dal. Just read to you one excerpt. For Oy Tam Zed HaChinuch, he brings it from the Chinuch. Koshel Oimroi, it's very difficult to even say. The Im Kain, Dogim v'Chagav in Mayikulu Meimar. Uleman Da Amin, Shchit Alayv Min HaTor in Mayikulu Meimar. El Al Karchach, Ein Livnois Halacha Al Dvarim Koelo. So says the Chassam Sofer, you have to know what the Chinuch meant. You have to know what the Ramban meant. But Tachlis, you can't tell me that you see from here, it's so poshit that you have to always kill an animal. He says, you can't be, because although it's true, the Rishonim said, Tzar bali chayim deiraisa, but dogim v'chagov in ma'yikil ha-meimar, and in the man do'am e'chit lo'ev min ha-toyrah, ma'yikil ha-meimar. So I think if that's the case, then not only is shechita not a kasha on the Noid B'Yehuda, I think it's a riot to the Noid B'Yehuda. Because what do you see from here? You see from the fact that the Rishonim said that you're supposed to shecht an animal via the kana and the veshet. What? There's an idea of tzar bali chayim. I mean, if you don't kill it that way, you're going to be over tzar bali chayim. Yet the chassam sofer is kasha. When it comes to you don't have to kill the animal that way. When it comes to dog and v'chagavim, you don't have to kill it that way. Ay, what happened to tzar? Forget about mitzvah shechita. Typically, al tzar bali chayim there must be the Noid B'Yehuda's yisayit. That the only time you say tzar bali chayim deiraisa is when you're going to kill the animal, you're going to leave it alive. As it relates to be mitzayit, you leave it alive. But if you're killing the animal over there, there's no case. But if that's the case, again, you have to understand what's pshat in the Ramban, what's pshat in the Chinuch. They're making a whole fuss. It's tzar bali chayim deiraisa l'chayra d'chsam soifes kasha dogim chagovim and lamandam in the shit loyv menatoyr ma'yukil meimar and the night who's your side? Isn't there no tzar bali chayim if you're going to kill the animal? The Yehuda said, tzar bali chayim, go hunting. It's not a problem. What do you mean? You're going to kill the animal, you're going to shoot it, and it's going to be alive. You're going to have to shoot it 5 times until it finally dies. What happened to tzar bali chayim? As long as you're killing it, there's no issue of tzar bali chayim there. So what's takib shot in the Chinuch? What's takib shot in the Ramban? It's the first ta'ara. Second ta'ara is, to Yehuda, the chiddush of the Chavis Yair. Chavis Yair in a tshuva, it's in Simon Kuf Tzadik Aleph, says that even though we know tzar bali chayim deiraisa, that's the halacha, but there's only tzar bali chayim when it comes to behemos, chayas, oifos, etc. But for human beings, there's no tzar bali chayim. And the Chavis Yair says something
unbelievable, something very progressive. He says, Devada yesh loymar, dehikpida Torah al tsar balichayim, dechseira das, v'nefesh hamaskelas lisbol. An animal doesn't have the ability to cope with pain and doesn't have any way of somehow dealing with pain. As a result, you can't inflict pain on an animal. If you're a mitzayir, a person, a person has an obligation and he has the ability to deal with yisurim, to deal with pain. Unbelievable. So if Reuven is mitzayir Shimon, even though it's terrible, wow, it's a bad thing, but at the same time, Shimon has the, as a human being, he has the intellectual capacity to deal with his pain. And as a result, you're not chayiv. There's no idea of tzar balichayim deraisa. It's dafka behemus, says the Chavis Yoir, that are chesei redas v'nefesh hamaskelas lizboil. It's over there that there's an idea of tzar balichayim. So what struck me was like this. We know the halacha in the Masechta Sanhedrin. The Gemara says, from v'yahavta le'reicha kamoicha, we learn b'ror lo misa yafa. That when Bezdin used to kill somebody that was on death row, someone that was chayiv misa Bezdin, so there was a whole shulchan aruch of how you have to kill him. You have to kill him in the most sensitive way. We don't want to inflict any unnecessary pain on him. That's why they used to give him to drink. That's the source to l'chaim, right? Why do we say l'chaim when we have a shtickle bronfen? It's because once upon a time, they used to drink lamisa. They used to give them, it was like an anesthetic, so you shouldn't feel the pain too badly. So give him a little l'chaim. But it's all based on a real d'iraisa, biblical concept of v'ahavta l'reicha kamoicha, b'ror lo misa yafa. So in a way, it comes out that a behema and an adam are almost in the reverse. Right, when it comes to an adam, when it comes to a person, there's no tzar balichayim. You can be mitzayir him from the tzar balichayim perspective. But then again, b'ror lo misa yafa. When it comes to an animal, there's tzar balichayim. But when it comes to killing him, zok tenoy de Yehuda in a tshuva, it doesn't matter how you kill him. I, the chinuch and raman, I tzarch beer. But it's not an issue. But I think the beer is so pashat. The beer is as follows. The beer, I think this is the pshat in the raman and the sefer achinuch. Avada, there's no tzar balichayim when it comes to killing an animal. So you're going to kill the animal, like the Neid Behuda said in a tshuva, like the Chassam Sofer said, dogim, chagovim, oifles, laman, doma, ishchit, alayt, manatayr. You see from there that there's no tsar balichayim if you're going to kill an animal. If that's the case, what does the Rambam mean and the Chinuch mean? I think the pshat is, because shchit is a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah. The Torah wanted that when you kill an animal, you should kill it in a way. The Torah's Chaim said it's to make the Malcham Ovis run away, otherwise it'd be Tumas Nevel. Whatever the Soidois or Amukois are involved in why there's a mitzvah of Shechita. But at the end of the day, there's a concept of a Shechita. According to most Rishonim, it's a mitzvah's essay de raisa. Even according to the Rishonim, it's not. It's still the Torah wanted you to do it in a prescribed way. There's a mitzvah of Shechita. Mitzvahs are d'rochei d'archei noyam v'chol nesiv v'yaseh ha'shalom. The Gemara learns halachas from the fact that mitzvahs are d'rochei d'archei noyam v'chol nesiv v'yaseh ha'shalom. There's no way that there could be a mitzvah to go ahead and inflict pain on somebody. It's for that reason that even though you're right from a pure technical halachic perspective, there's no tzar balichayim d'iraisa when it comes to killing an animal, but a mitzvah of Shechita, to do that in a way where you're going to inflict pain on an animal, it can't be. The Torah is d'archei. It's for that reason the Torah said, Zok Ramban and the Chinuch, kill the animal by the Kana and the Veshet in a way we're going to inflict the least amount of pain so that the Torah will be Darki Noyam. It's not that you're right in such an instance where it wasn't a mitzvah, there would be an issue of tzar. There wouldn't, because when you kill an animal, there's really no tzar balichayim. So from a pure halal, you call a lawyer, you call a rabbi, he's going to tell you, this is not tzar balichayim. It's true. But avad, at the same time, there is an idea of doing it in a sensitive way. You still should be sensitive to the animal. And if you be mekayim a mitzvah's essay, the concept of derachel darchi noyam v'chol nesiv v'seh shalim, which comes up in halacha many times, would seem to be mekayim. Same is true when it comes to a person. You're right. There's no tzar balichayim when you're killing an animal. Kal v'chaymer, not when you... But the point is that you're going to go ahead and Bezdin's going to kill somebody. Someone who's chayim misas Bezdin, there's an idea of b'ror lo misa yafa, because we're killing somebody. And when Mekayim a mitzvah, Bezdin's being Mekayim, their mitzvah's essay de raisa of going ahead now and killing a Reitzeach or killing someone that's Chayim Mises Bezdin. Again, there's an idea of Derachel, Darchi Noyam, V'chol Nesiv Yaseh Sholim. That's what's the Mekayim. You're right, there's Taka no Tzar Balichayim by a behemoth when you're killing it. And when it comes to a person, there's never an idea of Tzar Balichayim. But when it comes to a mitzvah, whether it's the mitzvah of killing someone that's Chayim Mises Bezdin, Brolo Misa Yafa, it's the mitzvah of Shechita, you have to do it in a way where you can inflict the least amount of Tzar. You're right, the equivalent thereof in a non-mitzvah wouldn't technically be a case of Tzar Balichayim. But at the same time, this idea of Darkei Noyam V'chol Nesiv Yaseh Hashalom, it could be that's the beer in the Ramban and the Chinuch, that would... seem to answer all the kashas and answers other kashas as well. But either way, the ein kamakoyim zok the gemara vayim. So the Mishnah had said hashoychet tzayri du shchita. An oif, it's echad ba'oif. One of the two simonim with the oif. Vishnayim be'behema, you have to check both of the simonim when it comes to o'behema. Itbar, Rav Nachman, or Rav Nachman said, that when the Mishnah says echad ba'oif, it means other, other. Oif veshet, oif kana. If you want, you can shech the veshet. If you want, you can shech the kana. Rav Adabar hava omar, veshet v'lo kana. No, you don't have the option to do either the veshet or the kana, but rather it has to be dafke the veshet. What's unique about it? Why would it be more the veshet than the kana? So Rashi says, because the chiyus of the oif is more contingent upon the veshet than it is upon the kana, and it's for that reason, if it's going to be one of the simonim, then the simon it's going to be is the veshet, it's not going to be the kana. And by the way, where you find that in halacha is that if there's a little bit of a pgam in the veshet, a little tiny little pgam in the veshet becomes a trefa. But if there's a little bit of a pgam in the kana, chatzi kana pogam is still kosher. Up to half of the kana is not considered a trefa. So you see that the veshet is much more sensitive to the livelihood of the oif than the kana is. Thus, says the Gemara of Nachman said, "Oy veshet oy kana." But Rav Adabar Ahava said that when you say that you're allowed to shecht one of the simanim with the yoy, it better be the veshet. Because if it's the kana, it's not going to be good. Nachman Amar, Rav Nachman said, "Oy veshet oy kana." Echad kalani says, "What does the Mishnah say? Echad ba'if." It sounds like you have a choice. Rav Adabar Ahava, "Oy veshet oy kana." My echad miyuchet. No, echad seems to suggest it has to be the miyuchet. Simin shachet chatzam gargeres pkima dechatas oif. The Gemara now is going to discuss this machloikis up until Amud Beis. Meisvei, first kasha. Shachet as a veshet. Va'achakach nishmita. So we had this already earlier. So if the shoychet was shechting the veshet of an oif, and after he shechted the veshet, nishmeta gargeres. The gargeres slipped out of place. Dalachas ksheira. Why? Because even though nishmeta gargeres technically should render the oif a treifa, but you did already shechita simen echad, which is enough for an oif. Nishmeta gargeres, let's say the gargeres slipped out of place. And afterwards you shechted the veshet. Then the halacha is psula. Why? Because the oif was a treifa before you shechted the veshet. Shachat es ha veshet. The nimtzos gargeres shmuta. What happens if you shechted the veshet? And then you found the gargeres was shmuta. The any day of koidem shchit nishmuta. Malacha shchit nishmuta. Zeh hoya maisa. This really happened. The amru and the chachamim said, kol safa b'shchit ha-psula. That safa shchit is always going to be possible. I mean, you don't know if it was nishmuta gargeres before or after. Thus you have a safa, it was a treif or not. The loch of safa treif is obviously going to be possible. Says the Gemara. What was the case of this braisa? Yeshechting the veshet and nishmeta gargeres. Why did the Braisa discuss it in the reverse? Yeshechted the gargeres and it was nishmeta the veshet. The ilu shchita the gargeres loy ketani. Why not? Presumably because you have to shech the veshet. Oh, it's a riot. Rav Adabar Ahava. It's a kasher. Rav Nachman Limor says no. Bishun the gargeres avidu l'shtamuti. You know why we picked this case? Because this is actually the more likely scenario. The kana apparently is a little bit more likely to slip out of place than is the veshet. So if the Braisa is going to present a halachic case where one of the two simanim was nishmita, it makes more sense that it would have been the gargeres that was nishmita, dibur hakasav b'loshen hoiva, right, where you sometimes just mention things without getting involved too much in the halachic ramifications, but things that are just more likely to happen. That's why the Torah says ki yigach shor, and it doesn't talk about other animals, because the shor is usually the animal that shtoises. It's usually the gargeres that would slip out of place. That's why we're talking about shechting the veshet with the gargeres slipping out, but it could be in the reverse case would be true as well. Tashma another raya shach. If the shaykhid would shecht a half of the kana, half of the gargaris with a knife, it would be possible. It has to be roiv of one simon. Obviously, with a behemoth, it would be possible. Rav Yehuda says, the way you shecht the knife is, you have to shecht the veshet and you have to get the veridin too. We'll see what that is on Amud Beis. Either way, what did Rav Yehuda say? You have to shecht the veshet and the veridin. Why the veshet? Either the kana or the veshet. So the Gemara says, "Mishu the veshet, some of the veridin." Apparently, the veridin, whatever they are a little bit closer physically to the veshet. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to shecht the veridin. Again, it's more likely that the sheikh is going to shecht the veshet and the veridin. It's just a much easier shchita than doing the kana and the veridin. But again, enochinami, halachically speaking, it doesn't necessarily have to be the veshet. Thus, you have no kasha. Tashma, shochet chatzi gargeres. What happens if the shoychid shechted a half a gargeres? Is a real chulin case. He shechted a half a gargeres, vishoha, and then there was shihiyah. Kedei shchita acheres. a real Shia. Shia is one of the five halachas l'moshe Mitzinai that disqualify a shita. V'gamra shchita say, and then he completed the shchita. The halacha is kshera, it's going to be kosher. Now, why is it going to be kosher? Do a Shia. I thought Shia disqualifies a shchita. The answer is very simple. Because being that when you shechted half, you didn't yet render the gargaris and the animal a trefa, because chatzi kana pogum, if half of the kana is the trachea, if half of the trachea is pogum, is severed, it does not make the animal a trefa, so you can disregard that little shchita that you did, and you're right, the shia knocks it out, it says that it's not part of the shchita, but I don't need it, because being that I only shechted up to half, so now when I go after the shia and I take out a little bit of a mashu, that's the shchita. What's the loch of shia? You're not allowed to have shia in between the maisa shchita. Over here, I don't need the entire maisa shchita in order to have a kosher shchita. I don't need what happened before the Shia. You're right, whatever happened before the Shia, I'm not going to use right now. But guess what? I don't have to use it. Because for Shchita, all I need to do is make it right. And if I start off with a half a kana, and I tip the scale, I make it from 50% severed to 51% severed, that's fine. So therefore, you're right, the Shia negates the Shchita that I did before the Shia. But being that I don't need it, we can look at what happened after the Shia as the Shchita. There was no Shia on the second part. As a result, it's going to be kosher. It's not going to be a problem. Now, what are we talking about over here? Shachat chatzi gargeres, right? We're talking about the kana. My life ba'oif. Aren't we talking about an oif? Umay gomra, gomra le gargeres. And when it says, v'shakidei shchit acheres, v'gomra shchit asik shera, meaning all you have to do is complete the gargeres. That has to be an oif. Because if we're dealing with a behemoth, you'd have to do more than just the gargeres. You'd also have to shech the veshet. You need the tusim on him. But what do you see? You see that for shchit as oif, it doesn't have to be the veshet. Gargeres is also good. So it's a riot in the mandama that says, oi, Veshet, oikano, but says the Gemara, loy, bebehema, maybe really the Bryce is talking about a behema. My gomra, gomra, lashchita kulo. When it says gomra, it means you completed the kana and you completed the veshet as well. Tashma, another raya, harish, oh, you chatzi kana pogum. If half the kana, half of the trachea was pogum, bahisaval of kolshu, and he added a kolshu, vigomroi, and completed the shchita, shchita sikshir. My labba oif, aren't we not talking about an oif? Again, why would you think oif? Because with my gomra, gomra, lukana, it sounds like all you have to do is complete the kana, and that's going to constitute shchita. For a behema, you would also have to shech the veshet. The Gemara says, loy be behema. Maybe really we're talking about a behema. My gomra, gomra, the veshet. It means you completed doing the entire shchita. Tashma, another right. Kitzan, molka, chatasa oif. How do you do malika for a chatasa oif? Choytech, shedra, meferex. Again, we're discussing over here a machlekes amayurai. When the Mishnah says, hashoychet echad ba'oif, doesn't mean pick your simen. You have a choice. I could do the kana, I could do the veshet, or does it have to be dafke the veshet? Why would you think it should have to be the veshet? Because the chayus of the oif is more toloi in the veshet than it is in the kana. How do you know that? The whole hilchas treifis screams that. But that's the machlok. It says, I'll bring you a raya from this brisa. How do you do malika on a chatas oif? So we're not talking about shchitas oif chulin. We're talking about malikas oif kacha. What you do is chaytech shedra umefarekes, beloy roiv basar, right? We had this earlier as well, incidentally, le'il daf chof aleph amir aleph, there's a lot of chazara on this amid. So you take the kohen takes his fingernail, he goes through the spine, he breaks the neck bone of the oif, he makes sure that he doesn't take out roiv basar, because if you remember, ze'iri zaloch, if you take out roiv basar, now not only is it a treifa, now it's actually going to be nevela, right? It's metame tumas nevela already. Ad shemegila veshet oiv kana, until the kai, right, listen carefully, gets to either the veshet or the kana. Yigila veshet oiv kana, when he gets to the veshet oiv kana, he picks, choytech simen echad, now he takes out the roiv basar imai, ubailo shnaim, roiv shnaim, bayoilo, when you need shchitas basim on him, you'd have to take both. But what do you see from here? He can pick and choose. He can take either the kana or the veshet. It says the Gemara, we're so compelled. Tiyufta, the Ravada, Barahava, Tiyufta. Checkmate. It says the Gemara, my Haviyala. What's the bottom line? Fake Gemara, my Haviyala, right? I mean, are we paying attention? Kedigamrit, we just said Tiyufta. There's nothing else to talk about. So the Gemara says Gishmak. No, there's a way out. Maybe it's different. Because when you do Malika, you also take out the neck bone. What's the Svara that maybe you should have to shech the Zeshet and the Kana in and of itself should not be enough? The Svara is because the Chayas of the Oif is totally in the Veshet. much more so than it is telling the Kana. So if you're going to only sever the Kana, the Oif is still alive. That's true by Shechitas Chulin, where all you're doing is severing Rav of the Kana. So an animal can live a little bit, maybe with only Rav of the Kana. Thus, there's a Mandama that says that that doesn't constitute Shechita. But when you do Malika, you don't just take out the Kana. You go through the neck bone. You're completely destroying this animal. Over there, if you go through the Shedra, and the Mefarekis, and the Rav Basar, and the Kana, you're already, there's nothing to talk about. This oif doesn't stand a chance. This oif is definitely, it's the equivalent thereof of just severing Rav of the Veshet with oif chuns. Here it's going to be different. So, Enochinami, the Gemara is saying that this machloikis, whether it has to be dafka the Veshet, or it's oif kana, oif veshet, that machloikis was only with regards to Shechitas Chulin. As it relates to Malika, there it's clear. There it's oif kana, oif veshet. What should be the difference between Shechitas Chulin and Malika's Kachem? The difference is by Malika, you also go through the Shedra and the Mefareka. So then, Rav of the Kana would already do the trick. As opposed to, if you're going, you're dealing with Shechitas Chulin, there would be a difference. Says the Gemara, okay, Lamaisa, could we be Machriya de Shaila? So the Gemara says, yes, Toshma, who bar Avzo, there was a duck, the Havabe Rava, that was in Rava's house. Again, the cases in Chulin are different than the ones in, you know, Bava Metzia and Bava Basra. So over here, you have Ahu bar Avzo, the Havabe Rava, Asa, Kime Masmes, Kuye Dama. So they brought this duck, they wanted to eat it. They wanted to shech this duck, and it was all bloody. Amar Rava. So Rava said, "Hechi Navin." I'm not really sure how we can, make this duck work. Nishchete, should we shecht it? V'hadar nivdike, and afterwards we'll go inside and we'll see. Meaning, Rava was concerned that the blood on the oif was a sign of some wound, and there was some treifas issue over here. The problem is, he wasn't sure how to go about it, because he said, if we're going to shecht it and then do some surgery, go inside the animal to see what's going on, maybe the shechita, which is going to be on the veshet, is where the treifa is, and as a result, you'll never know. After the shechita, you'll never know if there was a nekev there. Nivdekei v'hadar nishchetei, should we first do the bedik and then do the shechita? Amar Rabba, but Rava said, I heard from my Rebbe Rabba. Veshet ein loy bedik mibachot zel mibefnim. It's impossible to inspect the veshet mibachot. The only way you could do it is mibefnim. And here, being that we have a real race, so there's a real concern that there may be something wrong with the veshet, how are we going to go inside? Amalei Rav Yosef Reis. Rav Yosef, who was Rav's son, was there. So he turns to his father, Rav, and he says, I don't understand what this whole tumul is. Nivdik de lakon. Why don't we do a bedika on the kana? That you could do mibachot. V'nishchete l'kana. We'll shecht the kana. V'lichshere. It'll be a kosher shechita. V'hadar lafchu l'veshet. V'livdekei. And then after we shecht the kana, we won't touch the veshet. Then, after the animal's dead, we'll go inside the animal, we'll take a look at the veshet. If there was a wound there, so you know that it was a treifa. If there's no wound there, then there was no treifa. Meaning, you're right, there's no way to shecht the veshet. But you could check the kana. Amar Rava. Rava said, Chachim Yosef Beri Betreifas Rabbi Yochanan. My son Rava, my son Rabbi Yosef, is so smart, he knows treifas like Rabbi Yochanan. So Rashi says, what do you mean like Rabbi Yochanan? So Rashi says, the Gemara later, that Tzadikim and Beis, that Rabbi Yochanan was a big bucky in treifas, that Shmuel, who was the god of Adar and Bavel, once sent 13 camels, where he had sfeikis on whether they were treifas or not, to Rav. Again, the shilas were very different back then. 13 camels walking to the Rav's ass. Either way, to check, Lishnachrino, Rabbi Yechanan is just the great Rabbi Yechanan, right? But either way, it says the Gemara, Alma, Echad de Kamar, that Rava was paskinning based on this story, that it means, oy hai, vaiter. Rabbi Yehuda said that it's not enough to shecht simen echad with an oif. You have to shecht simen echad, and you have to shecht the veridin as well. Now, there's a discussion in the Rishonim what exactly the veridin are. Some say that the veridin are what we know as the jugular veins. Others say that it's these two arteries. There's these two arteries that are near the kana and the veshet that pump blood to the brain. Regardless, so that's the question. Is it these veins or are these arteries? If you want to refer to your book, Sefer Tmunei Chayil, Chulin Illuminated, it's page 35. So says the Gemara, I'm Rav Chizda said, I'm Rav Yehuda. This Rav Yehuda said that it's not enough to shecht the simanim, but you also have to shecht the veridin. He only said this ba'oif, regarding shechitas oifais. And the reason is, Hayu v'tzoyleu kulikach. echad. Because people, when they make chicken, so you'll make a whole chicken or a whole turkey, right? So the way you roast an oif is you're going to roast it sometimes kulay ke echad, avo behema, but an animal, you don't put a cow on the grill, right? Kiva, the mintacha ever, you're going to chop it up into pieces anyways. Light tzarech, over there, it's not going to be necessary. As we're going to see in the Gemara in a moment, let's just speak it outside first, is that apparently Rav Yehuda's concern, when Rav Yehuda said you have to shach the breed, it wasn't mitzad hilcha shchita. It wasn't that he said that the definition of shchita isn't just the simen or the simanim, but you also have to shach the beridin. From a shchita perspective, you really should not have to shach the beridin. The reason Rav Yehuda said that you should do it in this way is he was worried about the dam. And as we're going to see in the later sugyas, and everybody knows this, is that one of the more important things of kashering of an animal is you have to make sure all the dam comes out. That's why you do melicha, to make sure that you suck out all the blood. And Rav Yehuda felt that the only way to be certain that you're going to get all the blood out of an oif is if you also shech the veridin. So if you take out, you knock out those veridin, whatever exactly they are, that's going to cause the blood to rush out, as the Gemara is going to say in a moment, and then you can be comfortable that you're not eating dam. But it's mitzad hilchas dam. It's not mitzad hilchas shchita. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda said, or Rabbi Chizda said, that Rabbi Yehuda only said his halacha by a knife. He never said it by a behemah. He said, because behemah, you're going to chop it up into pieces anyways. It's not going to be so hard to get the dam out. But as it relates to the oif, where you're going to roast it in one big piece, he's worried the dam's not all going to get out. That's what Rabbi Yehuda said, as it says the Gemara, the maimer, the time of the Rabbi Yehuda, mishum damu, like we just said. You see from here that Rabbi Yehuda's issue of shechting v'ri is not mitzad hilchas shchita, but rather it's related to hilchas dam. But tanan frik the Gemara, is that true? We looked at our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says, actually, yishchita. He said, you have to shech the veridin. Why do you say shchita? If it's part of the shchita, I get the word atche yishchit as a veridin. But if it's not part of the shchita, why do you say atche yishchit as a veridin? Says the Gemara says, Ema atche yinokiv as a veridin. It doesn't mean atche yishchit as a veridin. But rather, atche yinokiv, you're right, you could just puncture a hole in it. Just get the blood out. It's my atche yishchit. Why then did the Mishnah use the word yishchit? Atche yinkiv b'shah shchita. Because even though it's not part of the shchita, but Rabbi Yehuda wants you to do it at the time that you're doing the shchita. Gemara will explain so. Tashma, veridim b'shchita, divi Rabbi Yehuda. He says clearly, veridim b'shchita, ema veridim tzarech l'noikvam b'shah shchita, divi Rabbi Yehuda. Tashma, amr le Rabbi Yehuda, mi'achashal yuskru veridim el lohitz mi'am dam. According to you, that the whole purpose of taking out the veridim is to get the dam out, mali b'shchita, mali shalei b'shchita, says the Gemara, michal Rabbi Yehuda savar b'shchita. Again, you see from Rabbi Yehuda that it's related to the hachi coming up. Mali l'noikvam b'shah shchita, mali l'noikvam shalei b'shah shchita. No, the question they asked was, why does it have to be b'shah shchita? Okay, so what's the answer? That at the time of the shchita, the blood is hot. And being that it's warm, it's going to flow out much more easily. But if you wait a little bit, the dam cools off. It's not. It's going to be much harder to take it out. So again, it's not related to the shchita per se, but at the same time, we want it to be done b'shah shchita, because b'shah shchita, the dam is hot. It's going to come out. By Rabbi Yirmiya, veridin the Rabbi Yehuda, shabahen, daras behem ma'u. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that you have the shech the veridin. Do you have the halacha islamoshe misinai of shchita? Do you have shiya? Do you have adrasa? Amalei ahu saba. So there was a saba who said, hachi yamer Rabbi Lazar. V'ami lo sam say, amalei ahu saba li Rabbi Lazar. That hachi yamer Rabbi Yochanan menakvam b'koitz v'en ksherim. No, there's no reason. Why should there be shiya and adrasa? Why would you have all these halachas? All you have to do is puncture a hole. You have to make sure the dam gets out. And as long as you make sure that the dam gets out, that in and of itself is going to be okay. And what's the svara? Again, because it has to be b'shah shchita, but for technical reasons. It's not part of the shchita. Tanya gives it Rav Chizda, who was the one that said that Rav Yehuda only said his halacha by an oif. He didn't say his halacha by a behema. Shachar sheichatzoi simanim ba'oif. Pasul. Ve'ein tzarech loyma be'behema. Rav Yehuda says, be'oif. In our Mishnah, what did Rabbi Yehuda say? He didn't say at sheyishchet as a oif. Thus, we weren't sure. Did Rabbi Yehuda say his halacha only by an oif, or did he say it by the him as well? Rav Chizda was the one that was mechadesh. She said Rabbi Yehuda only said his halacha by an oif. He didn't say it by a behema. But in the Brisa, it's clear. The Brisa says Rabbi Yehuda oimer be'oif. So before we end, just to go back to one piece of raid, and that is that the Gemara on Daf Chof Ches Amud Aleph brought a braisa. Rabbi Yoimi, Rabbi says, Melamed, we learn from there. The context again is that the Yidden are going to come into Eretz Yisrael. They're going to be allowed to start shechting animals. And Hashem tells Moshe, how are you supposed to shecht? The way I told you to shecht. Now, if you look in the Pesukei HaTorah, there's no pasuk in the Torah that says a word, that breathes a word of how you're supposed to do shechita. Say Chazal, Rebbe said it, Melamed, you see from here, that even though it's not mefurish in the Torah anywhere, how you're supposed to do shechita, but obviously there was a kasher tzivisicha. Melamed shenitztava Moshe al aveshet v'al akona v'al roiv echad ba'oif v'al roiv shnai behem. Now, Tosfos says that even though it's not mefurish anywhere in the pasuk, that how exactly you're supposed to do shechita, but Tosfos says, we spoke this out in the intro to Masechta Shulin, that it's merumas in this pasuk. And Tosfos says, the gematria of the word kasher, so usually gematria you think of as meaning numerical value, but here Tosfos had a different definition of gematria. He says it's really the Rosh HaTevis of the word asher, are the aleph is echad ba'oif, the shin is shnayim be'behema, and the resh is rubei shalachat kamayim. The roiv of a simon is going to be okay. And then Tosfos says a remez, al gabi remez. He says that if you read the Rashi Tevis of the word kasher backwards, interesting, it's rubei shalachat kamayim. Either way, so even though it's not mefurish anywhere in the Torah, it's all in this kasher tzivisicha, but at the same time it is merumis, it's what we would know as a Rashi Tevis or an acronym. Tosfos refers to it as a gematria, and then Tosfos says you have the Rashi Tevis tzrik tzveiks. Backwards, it means rubei shalachat kamayim. Regardless, this pasuk is a very, very unique pasuk. It's unique because it's the only pasuk in the Torah. It's the only pasuk in the entire Chamishei Chumshei Torah that it seems to make a direct reference to a Torah Sheval Peh. So we know a very important part of our Messiah is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to the Yidden on Har Sinai, he gave two Torahs. Two Torahs, yeah. There was Torah Sheb'Ksav, the written law, and then there was the Torah Sheval Peh. There was the oral law as well. And really, the two complement each other. The Torah Sheb'Ksav is a safer sosum, say Chazal. And the Torah Sheval Peh, it's the commentary. It's what Rashi and Tosfos is to the Gemara. It's the Pirush on the Torah Sheb'Ksav. So there was a Torah Sheb'Ksav, and there was a Torah Sheval Peh. You can go backwards and forwards. It's going to be very hard to find even a remez to the Torah Sheval Peh inside the Torah Sheb'Ksav. This is the one pasuk where it's mefurish, where it says in the Torah, Hashem tells Moshe, do the shechita the way I told you. We already discussed this. That's the way you're supposed to do the shechita. Where? It's nowhere in the Torah. Elamai, the pasuk is clearly referencing a Torah Sheval Peh. Now that's clear that there are many Gemaras you can find that the Gemara is going to darshan a pasuk that suggests a Torah Sheval Peh. Just to mention one. Brachas Daf Hem and Aleph. The pasuk says, Ve'etna lecha es lucha yisa even va'at this is a pasuk in the Torah. Say Chazal, what does this mean? Luchos elu aseres hadibros. Torah zu mikra, v'hamitzvah zu mishnah. Asher kosafti elu levim uksuvim. Lahiroisam ze gemara v'lamit shekulam nitnu l'Torah misina. Okay, so you have a pasuk where the end of luchos, luchos ha'evim v'Torah. Mitzvah is mishnah. Hiroisam is gemara. That's all Torah Sheval Peh. But that's only a remez. You have a remez, you have a drush, that the word mitzvah, which can maybe mean, I don't know, the mitzvahs that are mentioned in the Torah, it's referring to Mishnah. And when it says l'hayroisa, what it's referring to is the Gemara. So it's not an explicit reference to the Torah Sheval Peh. The only place it's mefurish, where the mefarshei hachumish say that this is the way you read the pasuk, is kasher tzivisicha, it's in the mitzvah of shechita, there's a remez to the Torah Sheval Peh. Now, it's just kedai to digress for a moment, and that is, so we know that there's the Torah Sheb'Ksav and the Torah Sheval. Why was the Torah Sheval Peh given orally? I mean, why wasn't the Torah Sheval Peh written? And there's many theories and many, many different pshatim. The Maral in his Sefer Teferes Yisrael, it's in Perek Samaches, says something very, very deep and above my pay grade. But I think there's a punchline that we could all relate to a little bit. And that is, he says that really, Chazal, in a Medrash Tanchuma in Parshis Kisisa, addressed the question. The Medrash says as follows, Kshabah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lasi Sa Torah, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to give the Torah, Amal HaMoshe Al HaSeder. So he sat down first with Moshe Rabbeinu, and he taught him Mikra, he taught him Mishnah, and he taught him Gemara. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Vayidaber L'kim Es Kol HaDvar Ma'el. That's the Pasuk that prefaces the Aseres HaDibris. He taught him everything, Mikra, Mishnah, Gemara. Afilu Mashi Yishol Tamal Rab. Amal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, okay, now you know Kol HaTorah Kula, Lamdos B'nei Yisrael. Go teach it to Kol HaYisrael. Amal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Moshe Rabbeinu turns to Hashem, and he says, K'soy V'atel L'vanecha. Why do you want me to go now and transmit everything I heard? Wouldn't it be simpler? Right, we already have the Chamishei Chumshei Torah. So why don't we just add more books? There should be a Talmud Bavli. Right, why don't we have a whole Oitzer Sfarim? It would make my job easier, right? It doesn't that seem more practical in terms of how we should transmit the Torah? Amalei. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, Mevakish ani lasi soysa lehem b'ksav. You're right. You're making a good point, and that's really the way I would have liked to have done it. That there's going to be a time when the Yidden are going to go to Golas, and the Umay Yisraelim are going to try to steal the Torah from us. If I'm going to allow it all to be b'ksav, then the Umay Yisraelim are going to be able to take it. Elo, what I'm going to do is I'm going to make a compromise. Hamikra etin lem b'ksav, va'agoda, va'mishna, va'agemara, that's all going to be alpeh. And what's the purpose of it being alpeh? So like this, the Umay Yisraelim can't access it. Like this, it's exclusive. We know it. This is our own little secret. This is something that we have in Mesoira, but the Umay Yisraelim will not have. Now, of course, today everything is written. Eslasis Lashem Heferu Teresecha. Rabbi Yehuda Anasi felt he was forced that if the Teresh Bapeh would not be written, everything would be forgotten. But this is in the perfect world. In the perfect world, the Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Moshe that although Moshe, you make a good point, that in theory, let's just write the Teresh Bapeh the same way the Teresh Bapeh is written, but at the same time, I want you to appreciate that I know the Yidden are going to go in Golas, and when they go in Golas, Umay Yisraelim will have access to the Torah. I'm mevater. I'm willing to compromise that they should have access to the Teresh Bapeh, but I'm not willing to compromise. I don't want them to have access to the Teresh Bapeh. Says the Maral in Teferes Yisrael. V'davar zeh, av shenira pashut. Even though it's an easy tanchuma to read, it seems to be rather pashut. Davar amuk ma'id. It's really something very, very deep. And again, above my pay grade. But this is sort of what the Maral says. He says, you know, Chazal say, ben noyach sha'oisik b'toyro is chayiv misa. Shenema, because the pasuk says, Toyro tziv alonu Moshe, Moirosha kilas Yaakov, al tikri Moirosha elamu rosa. The connection, the bond, the relationship that we as Yidden have to the Toyro is the relationship that a husband has to a wife, that a chassan has to a kala. It's an exclusive relationship. And as a result, the Benayach that learns Torah, he's being Bayalashish. He's infringing upon our exclusive relationship. And it's for that reason, Benayach Sha'asak B'Torah is Chayav Misa. You see from here, says the Maral, that in a perfect world, our relationship with the Torah is supposed to be very, very exclusive. Says the Maral, if Torah Shabbat Peh would be written the way Torah Shabbat Ksav is written, you wouldn't have that exclusive relationship. You wouldn't have that kesher nafshi with the Torah. Because the way it would play out is you'd have the Torah. Today, where's the Torah Shabbat Ksav? It's in the Aron Kodesh, right? So you go to the Aron Kodesh, Vahim and Soya Aron, you take out the Sefer Torah. That's where the Torah Shabbat Ksav is. Now, you can sit down, you can read from the Sefer Torah, you can learn from the Sefer Torah. By doing that, you're connecting to the Torah. But where does the Torah exist? Exists. Everyone knows where the Torah exists. It exists in the Aron Kodesh. Today, the Sfarim exists on all the Sfarim Shafas. That's where they are. But once upon a time, again, this is all in the perfect world. What the Eved Shtol wanted is that the Torah Shabbat Peh should not exist anywhere other than in the Yid. And if the Torah Shabbat Peh will not be written, you know what that means? That means that the Yid's relationship with the Torah isn't just that the Yid is able to access Torah and he's able to study Torah. But the Yid is is the whole background and the context and the mitzvahs of what allows the Torah Shabbat Peh to exist. If there's no Yid, there is no Torah Shabbat Peh. You can't have a Torah Shabbat Peh without the Yid if the Torah Shabbat Peh is not written. If it's written, then you can have it. A Yid could die and there's still going to be a Torah. But if the Torah Shabbat Peh is going to be in the hearts and the minds of the Yidden, you know what that means? That means the relationship, the kesher between the Yid and the Torah is so stark. Again, Klal Yisrael as an Ummah is so, so stark that without Klal Yisrael's Nidokai Torah Shabbat Peh. And that's the relationship of Mayrosha Al Tikri, Mayrosha Ela Murasa. And that's the oimik of the Medrash Tanchuma that we wanted it to be in a way where the Umay Sa'ilam can access it. The point is because we should have such a fester relationship to it that it's going to be off limits to the guy in the sense of Benoich Sha'asik B'Tayr Chayim Misa. But the point is what the Maral is saying, this is the punchline I think we could take away from this, is that once upon a time, the Teresh Bapeh existed in the hearts and the minds of the Yid. There was no such thing as Teresh Bapeh without the Yid. It didn't exist. It wasn't written anywhere. The Yid was the embodiment of the Teresh Bapeh. Maral says a Lashon, the Yid is to the Torah Shabbat Peh like the klaf is to the Sefer Torah. Just like the klaf is to the Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah needs the klaf. The mitzios of the Torah Shabbat Ksav is it's diyoy, which is the oisiyos, and it's a klaf. So oisiyos parchas ba'aver, but it's the oisiyos on the klaf. That's what makes up the Sefer Torah. We are the Sefer Torah. We're the klaf of the Torah Shabbat Peh. And that's a whole different level of relationship. That's the relationship of Al Tikri Mashmah. And that's why it was dafka meant to be transmitted orally. Just to conclude, it's to do with the Beis HaLevi. in his Akdama to Sefer Beis Halevi. So it's Akdama to Shailos Tshuvas Beis Halevi. He also talks about it in his drushes in Drush Yud Zayin. Says a davenayr. Says it. The Gemara says a Masechtis Ksubis Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amar Aleph. Amar Rabbi Lazar. Ami Haratzis Enam Chayim. And Amaritz is not going to get up for Tchias Hamesim. And he darshened one pasuk, and then he darshened another pasuk. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, who was Rabbi Loza's Rebbe, he heard Rabbi Loza saying this, and he was very disappointed. He said, "Lo nichal amarayu da amrat luhachi." Don't say this. I don't like what you have to say. So Rabbi Loza turned back again. I'm skipping. He said, "Mikra echad, I have psukim. What do you want me to do? I understand. It's not kishmak. Not everyone wants to hear this. But the reality is," he said, "Ami yoretz einam chayim. There's nothing I could do about it." Says the Gemara, "Kimin the chazit to come etzdar." When Rabbi Loza saw that Rabbi Yochanan was having terrible tzar, what do you mean an amaritz is not going to get up for Tchias HaMeisim? Amalesi turned to his Rebbe and he said, "Matzasi lem takonim enatayra. I have an etzah. I have a golden parachute. There's a way out." He told him, it says, "Va'atem advekim b'Hashem alekechem chayim kulchem ayon." That anyone that's dovek takodesh baruch hu chayim, he's going to merit Tchias HaMeisim. So you said, "V'chiyev shalut buki b'shchina." Is it possible for a person to be dovek in the shchina? V'oksiv, the pasuk says, "Ki Hashem alekecha eish oichla." You can't be. So how you dovek in the shchina? El, what it means is called amasi biti l'tamad chacham. V'oisa prakmati l'tamad. Someone who marries off his daughter to a tamad chacham. It's a chashved. And someone that does business, he helps out a tamad chacham who needs business advice, or he needs someone to invest his money for him, he helps him out. Or if a mahana talmid chacham in a chasav, or if somebody gives tzedakah, he supports a talmud chacham, he helps him out. Ma'alal ba'kasav kilu medabik b'shchina. And by doing that, you'll be zoicha to va'atem advekim v'Hashem alekechem chayim kolchem ayon. Says the Beis Halevi, an interesting give and take, interesting shakla v'tayr between two great amirah. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Lazar walked into Beis Medrash and he darshened pasuk after pasuk that the amirah rotzo is einam chayim. And Rabbi Yochanan couldn't listen to it. And even the chazi to come at Star Tuva, he was so disturbed, he was so distressed by what he heard. So finally, Rabbi Lazar said, "You know something, Rabbi? Matzasi lehem takana. I have an etzah. That even an Amma Oris that doesn't learn Torah, but if he supports, he connects himself to a Talmud Chacham on some level. He marries off his daughter to a Talmud Chacham. He's a prakmatia for a Talmud Chacham. He's Mahad a Talmud Chacham in a chasav. If he attaches himself on some level to a Talmud Chacham, through that he's going to be zoicha to Tchias HaMeisim." Says the Beis Halevi, this is classic drush. He says like this. We all know the Gemara. The Gemara says in Masechtas Megillah, Daf Chavav, Daf Chav Zayin, Tashmishei Mitzvah are Nizrakim. Tashmishei Kedusha are Nignazim. Tashmishei Mitzvah. So you use a lulav. The lulav is not kosher anymore. It's not sukkos anymore. It's not going to be kosher by next year. Sukkos, right? So you can throw it away. This, you don't have to hide it. You don't have to geniza. You don't have to put it in shemis. Tashmishei mitzvah. All tashmishei mitzvah are nignazin. But tashmishei kedusha, sefer Torah, tefillin, mezuzah, tashmishei kedusha nignazin. You're not allowed to throw it away. Apostle of sefer Torah is ton geniza, right? So there's an idea of tashmishei mitzvah are nizrakin. Tashmishei kedusha are nignazin. Says the Beis Halevi. A Talmud Chacham is Tashmishei Kedusha. The reason he's Tashmishei Kedusha because he learns Torah. And Torah is Kedusha. Just like the Sefer Torah is Tashmishei Kedusha, the Talmud Chacham alone is Tashmishei Kedusha. And that's why Rabbi Lazar held that the Talmud Chacham is going to get up for Tchias HaMeisim. You know why he's going to get up for Tchias HaMeisim? Because he's Tashmishei Kedusha. And Tashmishei Kedusha are Nignazim. The guf is never thrown away. It has to be Chai V'Kayim Lo'ilam. Because that's the rule. Tashmishei Kedusha are Nignazim. But an Amma Aretz, who doesn't learn Torah, it's true he doesn't. Mitzvahs, and for the mitzvahs that he does, he's going to be zoicha to olam haba. But his goth is nizrakin because tashmishei mitzvah on nizrakin. So that's why Rabbi Lazar held that the Talmud Chacham is going to get up for Tchias HaMeisim, as opposed to the Amma Aretz. The Amma Aretz is not going to get up for Tchias HaMeisim. Stating that, Rabbi Yochanan was very disturbed by this. So Rabbi Lazar said, "I'm going to go back to that. I'm going to figure this out." And he came back and he says, "Echaban Eitzah." He says, "You know what my Eitzah is? If somebody supports a Talmud Chacham, he's Mahana Talmud Chacham Mitoich Nechasav, that's going to be Ma'alol of Akasav Esav." He says, "What's the pshat?" So he says like this. The Gemara says in the Sechtes Megillah that Rava said as follows, "Meireish Hava Amina." I used to think that Hai Prisa Tashmish to Tashmish. There used to be a curtain that was hung inside the Aron Kodesh. And Rava said, "I used to think it's a tashmish to tashmish." Meaning, even though it's there to support the Sefer Torah, but it's a tashmish of the Sefer Torah. As a result, it has the din of tashmishei mitzvah, and tashmishei mitzvah on his rakim. Then he says, "Kim dechazida da'ifalei mantchisir fa'alavei." But I saw that sometimes they open up the Sefer Torah, they put it on that uriah, on that curtain. So I realize it's not a tashmish to tashmish, it's really tashmishei kedusha. Says the Beis Halevi, you see, it's a mefurash gemara, that tashmishei kedusha are nignazin, but tashmish to tashmish of tashmishei kedusha on his rocket. So he says, Gevaldik, a Talmud Chacham, how do you look at him? Is a Talmud Chacham tashmish de kedusha? Or is a Talmud Chacham Tashmish to Tashmish the Kedusha? Says the Beis Halevi, I always thought that the Talmud Chacham himself is the Tashmish the Kedusha. Right? He's the Tashmish the Kedusha. He has Torah inside of him. That's the Torah. What's the Talmud Chacham? He's the Tashmish the Kedusha. So if an Amoret supports the Talmud Chacham, he now becomes Tashmish the Tashmish the Kedusha. Tashmish the Tashmish Kedusha has a din of Tashmishay Mitzvah. It's Kedai the Halkab. Tashmishay Mitzvah is Nizrakim. And that's where Rabbi Elazar held that the Talmud Chacham, who's himself Tashmishay Kedusha, Nignazim, he's going to be Chayv and Kayim for Tchias Amesim. But the Amoret only has Mitzvah, is Tashmishay Mitzvah. And he supports the Talmud Chacham. He sends checks every month. It's very nice. He's Tashmish the Tashmish the Kedusha. That's the Gemara Masechtas Megillah. Rava said Tashmish the Tashmish the Kedusha has a nif. But says that, you know what? Rabbi Elazar came around and realized. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan came out, they said the Talmud Chacham is not Tashmish the Kedusha. You know what the Talmud Chacham is? Erz the Kedusha Alei. And it's based on Halach and Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says that the klaf of a Sefer Torah is Kedusha. And if there's something that's Meshamesh the klaf, it has a din of Tashmish the Kedusha. So the klaf is not viewed in halacha as tashmish ektusha. Ayin arachayim sinim membeis. But rather it's viewed as the Sefer Torah itself. Zokta Beis Halevi, the Talmud Chacham is the klaf of the Torah Shabbat Peh. The Torah Shabbat Peh rests, and even though today we write Svarim, Heislasis Lashem, but really the way it's supposed to be, the Messiah is that inside the Talmud Chacham licked the Torah Shabbat Peh. If that's the case, the Talmud Chacham is not tashmish the Kedusha. The Talmud Chacham himself is the klaf. He's Kedusha. If that's the case, the Amoritz that supports the Talmud Chacham, he now becomes Tashmishay Kedusha. If he becomes Tashmishay Kedusha, Tashmishay Kedusha is already Nig Nazim under an hour and 10 minutes. Either way.